Hello and welcome to Blue Murder Club. I'm Lauren and I'm joined with my fellow host, Carol.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Hello. Good morning, good afternoon. How are you?
In the words of JD from Heathers, greetings and salutations.
Love it. Oh, my son would love that. He loves him, doesn't he?
I'm good this morning. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, not bad. Busy week. Work-wise, podcast-wise, to be fair. We're on a break, aren't we? So
it's, we were on a break.
Have you seen that doormat, Kaz?
No.
There's a doormat.
Yeah.
And it says, was Ross and Rachel on a break?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Parcel men put yes, like the parcel to the if you think yes to the right and no if you put it to the left. Oh, it's God. Brilliant.
I love that.
And they've got a camera pointing down, so they're like, I know what you're thinking.
I bet you could apply that to so many things in life, actually, if you thought about it, like all sorts of stuff. If you got a choice of a yes or no question,
it's brilliant, isn't it?
What's Rachel on a break? Yes or no?
It was so cool. Brilliant. I know.
But yeah, it's a lovely morning, isn't it? It's a perfect crisp winter day.
It really, really is. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's November today, isn't it? We're recording.
Yeah.
I know this ain't going to go out for a while, but right now it is November.
It's November. Yeah, we're most probably in the dregs of winter by the time.
Yeah, I hope so. We're probably all like too poor to pay for anything. We're all homeless.
No, all blue lips.
2 or 3 months in the future, we've all got hypothermia.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can't afford to pay our bills.
Oh, no.
But that's never mind.
Joke. No.
We'll just walk around with hot water bottles taped to our bodies.
Well, they say warm the person, not the home at the minute.
That's easy. That's cheaper, yeah.
It is. Mm. But I cannot warm. I've got slippers, socks, robes. Like, I'll wear everything to try and keep warm. I've given in. My heating went on 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Gave in.
Yeah, that's the thing. I always watch telly under a blanket anyway because I do feel cold. And it's fine. But then your face gets cold. Mm-hmm. Like, the air is cold.
My
like,
nose was cold. Yeah.
Yeah, my nose gets really cold, actually. Yeah. So you do need to have a bit of, like, heat in the house.
The only thing so far to go for, I need a woolly hat on maybe and gloves. Other than that, nothing else is...
Full on balaclava.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ski mask.
Well, we do a true crime podcast, so it wouldn't be too bad if we turned around looking like bank robbers all the time.
So, I gave in the eating's on, but it's on low and it's only on a bit in the evening just to take the chill off.
Just take the edge off, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Got to be careful, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Anyway, let's stop moaning about bills.
Uh-huh.
Because it's fucking boring.
It really is.
And let's talk about something interesting and fun to warm our cockles, shall we?
Let's do it. So we thought we'd try something different now. We're going to get each other's reactions, aren't we, for a little while?
Yeah.
So I love when we hear stories and we react to it. Mm. I just think it's brilliant. When me and you research it together... Mm. We know the story. We know what's going to happen. But I try not to read your part so I can still react. Yeah. But you kind of know,
so,
don't you?
I mean, for a treat this week, aren't I? Because you're going to tell me a true crime story, aren't you? And I don't know anything about it. So
no.
I'm like a kid at Christmas, actually. I'm well excited.
And I can't really tell you the name of this said crime. Like, you can pick out keywords, like, but I couldn't say
Ted
Bundy. Yeah, like, the co-ed killer or...
Yeah.
I don't think it has a title, but my husband...
Why don't you make one up?
Oh, we'll have a go. Let me read it and we'll think of something.
All right.
I'm thinking Boom at the minute.
Boom?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm really intrigued.
Yeah, well, you will be. It is like a film. No word of a lie. Reading it and then reading it again and reading it. I was like, I can't believe... what has actually happened here?
Mm.
And it's going to throw a few questions your way, and I'm going to want a few answers from you on the results of it all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, are you ready?
I'm more than ready.
Let's get to it. So, we're going on a journey today, and it's the 1st of July 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to tell you, because it can get a bit mindfucky, so I'm going to put us in this scenario, just so you can keep with me, because I don't think I could do it justice if not.
I'm just thinking, do I need to make notes?
Yeah, get your pen out.
Get a pen out.
Pen and pad together. Pen that pad. Was pen.
Pad. I like it.
Oh, God. So, right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm flying on a plane from Moscow in Russia to Barcelona. And you're travelling on a cargo service flight between Manama and Brussels via Italy. So we're both on two planes, mm-hmm. and we're both travelling. There's no storms forecast and both flights seem relatively calm. On my flight, there's many children of high-ranking officials. These are Russian school children and they're on a school trip. There's three pilots on my flight and they're very experienced, and they also have a flight navigator and a flight engineer. And the captain was being evaluated by the chief pilot of the airline. So I'm feeling relatively safe on this flight.
Mm.
And on your flight, it's a DHL. There is a very experienced crew. They have logged over 2,000 flight hours together. And British Captain Paul Phillips had a first officer, Brant Capone. So we're feeling quite relaxed. We're now in safe hands and we're flying quite fine. And it's approaching midnight and we're both heading over southern Germany, which unfortunately for us, there's an air traffic controller who is overworked, maintaining two workstations together. His name is Peter Nielsen. Now, what does that name remind you of quickly?
Well, there's two Nielsens. There's the Black Panther Nielsen, isn't there? Yeah. And there's the Muswell Hill murderer,
yeah.
Nielsen.
Nielsen. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. As soon as I read that, yeah.
I mean, it's not that common a name.
No, it's not, is it?
Unless you're in crime circles.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. Oh, right.
Yeah.
So this poor guy, traffic controller, is working too, and it's illegal to do that.
Right. Okay.
I might add.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been doing that.
I know it's a stereotype, but Germany have a very, very strong reputation for efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised that this mm-hmm. is taking place in Germany.
And this is in southern Germany, and it's bordering Switzerland, and they're yeah. fucking strict as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
so yeah, I'm
they're
quite
very competent,
shocked.
Efficient, mm-hmm. like trusted worldwide, yeah. aren't they, for their efficiency?
Yep. So mm. as I just said, this is against the rules. Mm. And a minute before a tragedy happens, Peter is alerted to a massive problem. There are several factors that leads to the crashing of both airplanes over Lake Constance near the Swiss border.
Mm.
So we crash, Kaz. So these three major problems were, one, there is a delay radar which has affected the equipment on board, especially the traffic collision, oh God, evidence system.
Mm.
So it stands TCAS.
Yeah.
Two, Peter is working two workstations at the same time. Three, there's miscommunications between the air traffic control and the aircraft, which means Peter has failed to ensure enough separation between the two aircrafts.
Mm.
So the two planes crash and they kill all on both board, both planes, which is 71 people across the two aircrafts.
Blimey.
But this isn't the end of the story. This is just the beginning.
Did they crash into each other then?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A collision. They collided together. Yeah.
So, oh, that's terrifying.
It's awful, isn't it?
Oh my God, yeah.
So I'm going to get into it a bit now. So that's just the beginning of the story, though, okay? Mm. So we've perished, unfortunately, on this crash.
Yeah.
So with Switzerland having jurisdiction over that airspace because it was on the Swiss border, they start an investigation over what happened. They come to the conclusion that the miscommunication was a major factor in the crash, which I'm guessing was right. But they were in a disagreement about who was to blame for this. So DHL, which was your aircraft, thought that Peter Nielsen's company should be blamed as they hired him and overworked him, which I agree with.
The air traffic control company. Mm.
And then Switzerland and Russia were having a disagreement, my airline and Switzerland were having a disagreement, because Switzerland thinks the Russian pilots didn't listen to Peter's repeated request to climb a minute before crash.
Right, okay.
So if them pilots would have listened, they could have averted it.
Yeah, they would have had time to just divert.
But the Russians are having none of this. They're saying, no, no, no.
Wow.
Yeah. So Sky Guide paid compensation to all the families involved who lost their children. So I told you there was a lot of high-ranking Russian children on this plane.
Yeah.
So we go back to Peter Nielsen. He needed medical help after what happened due to traumatic stress caused by the crash, of course. Like, imagine being held responsible for 71 people's deaths. Yeah. It's devastating. It's never, you're never going to be the same, I don't think. Mm. Do you?
No, definitely.
Again, I think he had PTSD. He had traumatic stress caused by the crash. After blaming the Russian pilot, so he does blame the Russian pilot, saying, I did give warning, I tried my hardest, I only had a minute, but I was saying climb, 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 and they just didn't. He goes on to take full responsibility, holds his hands up and asks and begs these victims' families for forgiveness, saying, I'm really sorry. But again, how are you feeling at this minute?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be in a forgiving mood. You'd want somebody to, you'd want to point the finger at someone. You want to hold someone responsible. Yeah. People don't like to say it was just an accident, especially if it wasn't. If it was human error,
then
you want to look at whether it was personally him or his employer by putting too much workload on him. So, yeah, definitely.
So when I read this, I still don't blame Peter. I don't. I think he was just overworked. Yes. He did try. He tried to change the course of what happened.
Yeah.
Even if it was that spare minute, it could have worked. It might not have, and it might have acted in the same result.
Yeah.
But he tried. I want to point the finger, I do. But I think it is his company that hired Peter rather than...
Yeah, and the Russian pilots for not responding quickly enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure a minute's long enough to avert a crash.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you only raise your airplane up by like 10...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
20 metres. A minute's plenty of time to do that.
It is.
I know it would have been a close shave, but it probably would have been right.
So I'm taking you to Russia now. And devastated by the death of his wife and 2 children, one was 10 and one was 4 years old, aboard the flight. Vitaly... Oh, God. Kalugviv, a Russian architect, held Peter personally responsible for the deaths. Vitaly's brother said he was suffering from a mental breakdown following the loss of his family. he was involved in the search of the bodies. And he found a broken pearl necklace owned by his four-year-old daughter, Diana's.
Mm-hmm.
So he's found this broken thing, so he knows that she was on that plane, kind of thing. And then he went on to find her body, which was still intact, because the trees broke her fall. However, his other daughter hit a bush shelter.
Mm.
So that wasn't pretty. So imagine finding that.
Yeah.
It must be awful. So he started to obsess over this a bit. He spent the first days at his family's gravesides and built a shrine to them in his home.
Mm-hmm.
He started to really, really obsess and point fingers and really get on it. And he's rung Peter's company and said, I need information, like Ben said, he was someone else. I need Peter's address and all this, that and the other. I need to find him.
What, does he pretend to be a reporter or something? Yeah,
and they wouldn't give it out, which is good. They didn't give it out. So what he decided to do was hire a private detective, to find him, which he did. So Vitali then made his way to Peter's home, where an eyewitness, a neighbour, spotted him and asked him what he wanted. And he waved a bit of paper with Peter's name and address on it. So the neighbours thought, oh, you want him, Peter, he's over there, he lives, and pointed him in the direction. But instead of knocking, Vitali just sat and waited in the front garden.
Mm-hmm.
Just sat down. And by now you're thinking, if you're just sitting there waiting, who's this man on my lawn? Do you know what I mean? So that's exactly what Peter did. After noticing him, he goes out and sees what he wanted with his two children follow him.
Oh.
Peter's wife then heard a terrible scream as Vitali stabbed Peter to death in front of his children.
God.
Oh my God. Peter's wife then went to see what was the commotion, and she was getting a bit, what's going on? And she ran out and she see her kids, and she's trying to hide her kids from this sight. And Peter died a few minutes later in front of his family.
Mm.
On the 24th of Feb, 2004, just 2 years after the crash.
Yeah.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the Swiss police arrested Vitali, in a local motel shortly after the killing. They found him, got him. Sorry, I've just lost my track. Sorry. And in 2005, so he died in 2004, he's been arrested in 2004, and in 2005 he was sentenced to 8 years for manslaughter.
Yeah.
However, 8 years ain't a lot, though, for stabbing someone to death, I don't think.
Yeah, probably diminished responsibility if it was...
Precisely. Well manslaughter, done.
Yeah.
So, however, his sentence was later deduced after a Swiss judge ruled that he acted with diminished responsibility.
Yeah,
he was clearly
having an emotional episode, wasn't he? I think that is... people do use that in their defence, don't they? They'll be like, they've had a break from reality, just a brief break from it, and that it was because he'd lost his whole family.
Yeah.
He would never usually behave like that.
No, precisely.
Yeah.
So he was released in November 2007, having spent less than 4 years in prison.
Mm.
He was treated as a hero back home in Russia for his actions.
Yeah.
He expressed no regret for his actions and blamed Peter for his death. So he said he deserved it. He killed my family and I killed him. So when he returned home, he did so to a crowd cheering and applauding him. And they had a banner displayed calling him a real man. And most of Russia agreed that this man was a true hero by avenging his family's deaths.
Mm.
So after that, the Swiss has requested a payment to repay the cost of his imprisonment, which is about $157,000. But Vitali has refused, saying, nope, I'm not paying it.
Yeah.
He tried to travel back to Germany for the 10-year anniversary, but was detained by the German police, saying that he was on the Swiss watch list and he's not allowed to enter Germany. He was later released, and in 2016, he was awarded the High State Medal for his actions for maintaining law and order.
Oh.
So he has remarried now, and he went on to have two more children, twins, and they're a girl and a boy. But... it's so hard, this story, because of that. Morally, he's seen as... So, in Russia, we know Russia's got completely different views than what we have.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, how is he deemed to be a hero?
Yeah.
and yeah, maintaining law and order. That to me is like a menace to society.
That's an eye for an eye, isn't it? That's like biblical justice. It not really is. Modern day. No. You know, civilised justice.
No.
yeah, like I've never been to Russia. I've got no idea what the HUs are like out there. But if that sounds like a bit of an indication.
Yeah.
If somebody takes their law into their own hands, they're rewarded for it out there.
You see, it's just untrue. Like that bit of the story is what got me the most.
Yeah.
It's like a film, isn't it? How it plays out.
Yeah, it is. It's got a beginning, a middle and an end.
It reminds me of a bit like Taken or something like that. Yeah. What's the other one I love? Me and Big Tom used to watch it, where he goes to prison because of his family.
Yeah, is it that Gerard Butler one?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you called? Mean. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, it's again, it's like a vengeance film, isn't it?
It really is.
So yeah, like, I don't know, the man is out to avenge his wife and family. And, yeah. But yeah. That's a great story, you know. That's really chilling about the aircraft crashing in midair. Yeah. I didn't think that was a thing. I had no idea that happened.
It's mad. No, I didn't. In 2002, not that long ago.
It's not that long ago.
And this whole story's played out not that long ago at all. And I don't know any of it.
Yeah.
It fascinated me.
It is brilliant. I mean, the ripple effect. And what, as you were telling me that story, I was wondering whether this was going to be one of many stories, because like you said, there was what, 77 fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
So three of those was that man's family. Yep. So that would mean there were 74 other people who potentially had family out there that were also out for vengeance.
100%.
And I was wondering, obviously you've tracked down that story, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's more, because like you say, if that's the attitude in Russia, and a
it
majority,
was a Russian play,
I mean, it sounds like the majority of the fatalities would have been on the Russian plane, because the other one was just like
a cargo plane.
Yeah, so there would have just been a sparse crew, like crew. That's it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The rest of it was all passengers. Yeah. And yeah, you can imagine like all the other family members of the Russian
Well, there were 77 children of high-ranking Russian officials.
Yeah.
So you can imagine.
I suppose an architect is quite a high-ranking job, isn't it?
No, that's not the right number, is it? Because there were 71 dead. Oh, whatever the number, but there was...
Yeah, I would say probably the majority would have been the Russian children, the families and the Russian pilots and stuff.
Yeah.
But also I wonder why they didn't respond to the urgency of the... What do you call it?
Yeah. I know, I don't understand that bit. That bit makes no sense.
Yeah, it is funny. It is a funny one.
Unless they didn't hear it. There was a they keep saying a miscommunication. Yeah. So it could be that it didn't reach them.
Yeah, I wonder like what language they use as well. When it's an international flight. Well, obviously all flights are international, aren't they? So you've got a German person controlling the flights, and then you've got Russians flying the flight.
You've got a British first captain on my flight.
Yeah.
Was it or your flight? Well, one of them's a British and an Italian, I think, pilot on one flight. I don't know if I said the nationalities of the others on the other, but yeah, they're all speaking different languages.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I don't know how it's all communicated. No. Maybe there is a little bit of a delay when there's a translation or something, and maybe that could be the problem, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good case.
How good is that? Like, the more, again, as I said to you, I've found so many things and I'm reading it and I'm reading it and I'm reading it, and I just couldn't believe just the crash alone is horrific.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But then the ripple effect.
Yeah. What comes then after? And you just think, Jesus.
And
for Vitaly. Vitaly? Vitaly? What?
Yeah.
To find his deceased daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, must wreckage.
Must have been. Just to find a necklace, normally in a film, that's enough to throw someone over the bridge.
Yeah.
But to actually find her.
Yeah.
And then his other daughter, there was not a lot of her to find. It's just heartbreaking, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that case. That's really interesting.
So I don't know what to call the case now. What can we call it? Because I said to you.
I don't know. No. Maybe we just had to find out. Yeah, the name of the controller, I think.
Peter Nielsen.
Peter Nielsen,
Dennis's cousin. Jesus.
The air traffic controller. I think that'd be a good one, because he's like the central point of that whole story, isn't he? Really,
he is.
Yeah,
he really is. He's in the beginning, the middle, and the end of it. But yeah, for him to go home as well to be a hero. That really struggled with that.
When you was telling me as well about the when he carried out the act of violence, mm-hmm. I was, and you said it, the two little girls, I was thinking, please don't say he killed the girls as well out of vengeance, because that would just be a bit too much.
Yeah. But to do it in front of them, that's awful. Them.
Yeah, that is really bad.
And the
yeah.
neighbour, I think, said she felt guilty for them for pointing out where they Peter lived.
Yeah, he would have found out anyway. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the private detective had put him in the right place already. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's a decent little Patreon episode.
Yeah, have that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
See you next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.